Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 15 degrees outside. Sunny skies as well. We'll see some clouds. So we'll see the winds keep up and we'll see those temperatures dropping to near 10 by this evening. Well, the first major snowfall of the season, dumping around 2 to 4 inches in Sheboygan County, higher amounts near the lakeshore. But fortunately, streets and highways are improving with their conditions. Mike Kinzel has more.
The roadways were snow-covered and slippery this morning, but improved as the highway department was out early. Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department reported about a dozen incidents of vehicles sliding off the road or minor crashes since about midday yesterday. An Oostburg woman, 54-year-old Sabrina Princeton, was hospitalized yesterday afternoon with non-life-threatening injuries when the pickup truck she was a passenger in slid through an intersection at Adel and slammed into the side of a semi. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The heaviest of the snow came just to the south of us, up to 6 inches reported in portions of Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. And at least 2 people died in weather-related crashes in southeast Wisconsin. 1 person killed on I-94 in Racine County, and another died in a crash on I-43 in Milwaukee County. There was also a 60-car pileup in Ozaukee County last afternoon. Eric Bilstead has details on this.
It started down in Menominee Falls and then just crept its way north all the way through Washington County.
Officer Tim Miller was in the emergency lane when the chain reaction occurred. He says it was basically a whiteout.
We had cars that were continuing to go 60 to 70 miles per hour in the snowy conditions, and all of a sudden the cars were stopped in front of them.
Miller says he felt helpless watching car after car crash into each other.
We like to be in control of situations, and that's probably the most least control I've ever had in my career.
One person who was injured in a snow-related accident in Racine County on I-94 was Wisconsin State Senator Kathleen Vinehout. News late this morning that she has been released from the hospital and recovering from multiple fractures to her right arm. A family member said Vinehout is scheduled to visit Eau Claire today, where she will have orthopedic surgery on her injured arm. Details into the crash have not yet been released. In other news, a weekend fire caused an estimated $5,000 damage to a Northside Sheboygan home. The fire department was dispatched to 514 North 6th Street around 7 o'clock Saturday night. Shift Commander Ken Molitor said firefighters found smoke in the downstairs living room and determined there was fire smoldering inside of a wall. Molitor said they removed the exterior siding to get to the fire. The occupant was able to return to her home after the fire was extinguished. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say a woman had to be treated at St. Agnes Hospital after she was struck during an armed robbery at a residence in the town of Auburn early yesterday morning. 2 Milwaukee men ages 20 and 22 years old were taken into custody, and a third is being treated for life-threatening injuries at a Milwaukee hospital after being shot by one of the other suspects. Police officers took the suspects into custody in Washington County. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is expected to be released from Frederick Hospital today after being admitted for exhaustion yesterday. Colin Bennett has more.
Mayor Barrett was jogging in an organized run at the Pettit Ice Center on Sunday. After the 20-kilometer jog, he was taken to Frederick Hospital because he was showing signs of dehydration and overexertion. He's going to be okay, but he did stay overnight for observation. Mayor Barrett turned 60 years old on Sunday.
A company known as American Airlines is once again trading on a stock exchange now that regulators have allowed the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. Trading began this morning on NASDAQ with a special opening ceremony for the new airline company's headquarters in Dallas. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reports.
Corporate officers from American Airlines and U.S. Airways and their union employees cheered the opening of trading on the NASDAQ exchange under ticker symbol AAL.
As the largest airline in the world, we should be the most profitable. We intend to be.
U.S. Air Chief Doug Parker now leads the combined company as the new American Airlines CEO.
Our goal here is to go and restore American Airlines to its position as the greatest airline in the world.
The merger lifts the old American out of bankruptcy, though regulators claimed it would stifle competition and raise fares.
Air Force One is beginning to look like one of those overbooked commercial flights. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz reports on the president's trip to South Africa to honor the late Nelson Mandela.
Air Force One is a veritable who's who of American politics, with 2 presidents and 3 first ladies on board. In addition to Mr. and Mrs. Obama, there is George W. and Laura Bush, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Attorney General Eric Holder and National Security Advisor Susan Rice also along for the ride. Former Presidents Clinton and Carter are going, but on their own. And nearly 2 dozen members of Congress are also going on a separate military flight. Meanwhile, White House officials say President Obama is expected to speak at the Mandela service.
Flights in Wisconsin remain at half staff today for the late South African President Nelson Mandela, Governor Walker ordering the flags lowered on Friday. In a statement, Walker called Mandela an inspiring man who stood as a distinct symbol of hope in the anti-apartheid movement and unified the country of South Africa and its first black president. The governor called the courage and bravery exhibited by the South African leader an inspiration to the entire world. And police would need a warrant to track the cell phones of Wisconsin citizens under legislation pending in Madison. The bill is in response to reports that the National Security Agency has tracked millions of cell phones globally and is supported by members of both parties. Democrat Representative Melissa Sargent and Republican Representative Rob Hutton have joined forces to author the bill. Sargent admits technology has advanced past current state law and the statutes need to be brought up to date. Your weather forecast for the rest of this Monday, we'll see partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, though. Temperatures will be falling. 10 o'clock by this evening, zero for a low tonight under partly cloudy skies. Could see a little snow as well on Tuesday. Currently 15 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 1206.